إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, there is something we use in all kinds of places, but we use it especially in stock analysis, which we call Pareto principle. It's also called the 80-20 rule. And the rule works, the basic rule is that 80% of your activity accounts for 20% of the results, and 20% of your activity accounts for 80% of your results. In stock evaluation, we say the same thing when we're doing evaluation of a stock, of a warehouse. We say that 20% of the products in the warehouse account for 80% of the value, and 80% of the products account for 20% of the value. It's very interesting how this came up with a guy called Pareto. That's how it came up with. That's how it's called Pareto principle. He analyzed, and don't ask me why, but he analyzed the number of peas in a pod. He was growing peas, batanege phalli. So he analyzed, when he was breaking open the pods to take out the peas, he analyzed how many peas there are in a pod. And he came to this conclusion after his analysis that 20% of the pods account for 80% of the number of peas. Now, the reason I'm saying this to you is to connect with Taluk Ma'Allah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through Pareto principle. How do we do that? By analyzing our own activities and our own work in the day, to say, to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, apply the same 80-20 rule, which is to say that 80% of my activity gives me 20% of the result, and 20% of the activity gives me 80% of the result. So what activities must I do which give me the maximum benefit? And that's the principle of leverage. And that's where tahajjud comes in, which is 20%. What tahajjud is not even, that's an even greater leverage, because tahajjud is not even 20%, it's, God knows, maybe it's 2% or something of our activity. But the result of it, the value of dua during tahajjud, the value, the time of tahajjud to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with concentration and peace and quiet, the value of that is huge. So if you apply the same principle and say 20% of the activity gives me 80% of the results. So not all our activities are equal. The point of this is that not all our activities are equal. Just like in a store, not all the products in your store or not all the things that you have stored have equal value. Some are high value, some are low value. And according to Pareto principle, the high value, the total stock value of the store, supposing the store has $1 million worth of goods, 20% of the goods account for $800,000, and 80% of the goods account for $200,000. So that's the, so similarly in our activities in connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are those 20% activities which give us the maximum benefit to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that is what we need to concentrate on. You fix those 20% and the rest of it is fixed. The other 80% don't matter, because that 80% together only gives you marginal value, so you can ignore it. But to analyze that and say, in my life, which are the 20% things? Which part of the day is the best time for me to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because that's that peace, and that peace gets me the maximum benefit. Which activity of mine gives me the maximum benefit, and so on. And this is the key point. For example, and look at it also in the other way, which is that if I find that I am having difficulty in connecting with Allah, then what is that part of my activity, my day, my what I am doing or not doing, which is countering for that? And that will be that 20%. You fix that one thing and the rest of it gets fixed. The story I always tell about Ibrahim Adhem Rahmatullah Alayh, and how his sheikh made him sit in the stable for, you know, so many years. Why that one thing? Because that one issue of kibar takes care of all the rest. You fix that one thing, everything else gets fixed. And that is the thing that we need to think about in our lives. Seriously, we have to ask ourselves. That's why I'm saying Pareto principle. Look at what is it you are doing and the effect of that. We do a small thing, it looks like a small thing, but the effect of that is huge. That one incident may have lasted 10 seconds. The effect of that will last for a century. So what is it in our lives that we are doing, both positive and negative, which may be small, but the effect of that lasts for a long time, and the effect of that is serious. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to see the value of what we are doing and to benefit from this and to save us from that which we are doing which will not be beneficial for us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika arham ar-rahim.